Good evening from Studio 5 at Hutton Orbital. It's not the way I'm sitting, it's just the way things are. As I'm Dick Chafing, and as usual, like the month-old yogurt in the fridge, we're live. Rudolph, however, seems to have accidentally boarded the wrong kind of beluga and is on the long way round to Colonia. We're hoping that the bar is well stocked and the bridesmaids are frisky. So instead, tonight, I am joined by...
It's me, Paul McCartney. How you doing, mate?
Not bad. Thank you for joining me tonight again. Let's get straight on in to the headlines.
Atten Shaw leaves Lands Atten short-handed.
The Wendy 2 went to Hutton and bought biscuits. They drank all the gin.
Want a challenge? Don't hold your breath, unless you're going to Beagle Point.
Pirates finally fed up of flipping anarchies.
Isle of Thargoids just a glutton for punishment.
With the accidental expansion yet again causing waves throughout Hutton space, the custodian team have been leaderless as the Hot Pit crew took a well-earned vacation on a nearby volcanic planet this week. Promising to leave Hutton space in the condition they found it, the Hot Custodians managed to throw Hutton into war, then drop not one, but three systems into second place behind other factions, and they even managed to lose the keys for Cubicle 3. All of which they claim is entirely normal. We understand that some emergency measures have been put in place, with emergency data drops targeted at having a pointless public referendum on something no one cares about. For instance, what shade of grey to paint the landing pads, what flavour soup Hutton should serve as a chef soup of the week, and of course whether Alvin would prefer a Thargoid chew toy or a pirate one. The team are hoping that whilst everyone's spending billions of credits in referendum campaigns, they can get everything back in order in Hutton space, just in time for Old Man Riverboat to arrive home.
Some notorious itinerant suspicious looking vessel, the Wendy 2, arrived at Hutton Orbital this week, accompanied by the Soggy Hobnob, Oreo Dip Wagon, and Explosive Digest It, and the indefatigable Undunkable. The crews of these rather colourfully named ships disgorge themselves into the station interior and appear to not only broken into the gin cabinet and stolen Cecil's private stash, but managed to clear out the entire station of mugs. We understand that Alvin's private security team were thrown off a scent with a selection of rather tasty dog biscuits, and the dock handling staff were given wads of dough to turn a blind eye to the dodgy mob and their crummy antics. If anyone sees Commander Just Call Me Wendy, or the former Atten Elper himself, Galactic Intern, please do not approach them, but call the authorities. They are considered armed and deliciously chocolatey coated, and there's no may contain about it. They're clearly nuts.
Humanity, for all its lofty ideals, sometimes goes wrong. Kind of like Buck interrupting that last story. It straps a stream... No, it doesn't. It straps a steam-powered rocket to its back and points the nose skyward in the hopes that the Earth is actually flat and the Pilots Federation made it all up to get rich. And then it really does do something crazy. It decides to fly to Beagle Point with the life support switched off. Which is exactly what Commander Paroxysm did. Holding his breath between each jump, conserving every atom of oxygen, recycling every gaseous emanation, Remlock reloading from refined rare rocky resources, he managed to get there, looking for all the world like a cross between a tantrum-throwing Huvoy I Bacon Jr.?
Huevos I Bacon.
Who the heck is Huevos I Bacon?
You've never been to Mexico, Linson.
And a rather overinflated red balloon. Our congratulations, Commander, and we hope that your next stunt doesn't go all a little David Blaine and end up with an embarrassment of emergency first responders giving you CPR.
More tantrum toy throwing antics from the Pilots Federation this week, as it's been noticed that whilst anarchies have finally become useful hangouts for the most devilish and dastardly do-wrongers, commanders who are merely a little mischievous and more than a little bit civic-minded have been changing every anarchy they can get their hands on over the summit a lot more friendly and a less Mos Eisley. Pirates have found themselves locked out of whole swathes of space with what was expected to be the kind of hangout that allowed them to launder their loot and pay some corrupt official, probably called Boris or Vladimir or Donald or something, becoming the local equivalent of Mrs. Muggins' tiffin shop and probably the local post office. They're up in arms that their notoriety now can't be cleared away by parting with cash, nor can they offload their booty without doing their duty and paying their dues. Everyone else just thinks it's funny.
Gluttony Fang, former code mouthpiece and PR guru turned Hutton trucker, has been waging a one-man war against the Thargoids again this week. Unsatisfied with the ability of his Anaconda, gunship and chieftain to take out the Thargoids, and conscious of the costs of the average pilot of engaging the eight-sided meanies in a toe-to-toe contest with no guarantee of a win, he took his Imperial Eagle, named the Jumped-Up Jumbuck, down to the Billabong and brought a little bargain basement basilisk bashing to the galaxy. His name's Mr. Fang. We are glad that he eats five shredded wheat for breakfast and that he scrubs his back with a loofah made from Thargoid body parts. And oh wow, are we really glad he's on our side. That was the news.